Now back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
Well, we folks of the animal kingdom have our own version. It's the story of what really happened in Sherwood Forest.
Roger Miller. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Mill.
Oh!
Thank you.
Aren't you clever?
I was trying.
Aren't you clever? And I love this song. I love this movie. It's a great movie. It's a little weird, in part.
With Pat Buttram.
Yeah, well, Pat Buttram is the sheriff. Oh my God, he's so funny.
But Roger Miller is the troubadour.
Yep.
The animal version of Robin Hood.
Yeah.
But Roger Mill. Yeah.
See, that's perfect.
Okay, yeah.
Because we have with us here today.
People think this is an easy job.
No, it's not an easy job. They don't understand the work that goes into it.
You have no idea how deep we got to reach for some of this stuff.
The lovely Tara Shore from the Belknap Mill in downtown Laconia. Hi, honey. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
It's wonderful. It's wonderful to talk to you because I have been so devoid of talking about events because it's, you know, it's my thing. I love talking about things that are going on, and there have been no events.
Yeah, it's kind of scarce out there, but it's understandable. It's understandable. There are a lot of events that cannot be modified.
I got it.
Fit what we need to do right now. So, but the mill's got a few.
I know. And you know what? I just love the fact that we are now, this is what, like 4 weeks into Arts in the Park. It's awesome.
Yeah, we're really, it's so nice. We've had we've had the Rebel Collective and Michael Vincent Band.
Yeah.
And just this past Friday, the Bob McCarthy Trio. And we are looking at seeing our friends Martin and Kelly returning next Friday. Is it next Friday? Yes, it's next Friday. They come so fast.
I know. Well, this is the summer, and time is flying, believe it or not.
They arrive on the 31st, 6 o'clock, right here in the park. We do have social distancing squares set up for everybody. So it's the same old, same old. Bring your blanket, bring your lawn chair, bring your goodies. We have the squares so that everyone is safe and, the building is still open with some certain little guidelines to follow when you go in. But otherwise, you're still able to join us right here by the Winnipesaukee River and Riverside Rotary Park and listen to some great music.
Yeah, it's awesome. And again, this is something we can still take advantage of and be conscious about what we're supposed to be doing now to help stop the spread.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, that's so awesome. But you can still enjoy a Friday night and just and be outside taking it in, you know, taking part of summertime. I don't want to get to foliage and have people go, oh, my God, there's this list of things in my head I didn't do. Get out there and do them.
You can still do that.
I know.
The other thing we're really, really, really so excited about.
I know. And I'm excited about this, too. And that's why we got to give advance notice.
Yes. We are bringing back, we are holding, we had to postpone the date. We usually hold this in June.
Right.
But the historic Laconia scavenger hunt will take place on August 8th. It's a Saturday. Same time.
Mm-hmm.
We check our teams in right around 12:30. We send them out into the city at 1 o'clock, and they need to be back by 3:30. And then we start handing out prizes according to points gained. So we've been working with local businesses like we normally do, our local organizations on how to safely, you know, move about town. It's a great, great team game that people can play with their families, driving in their own vehicles.
Right, absolutely. The people that you normally hang out with.
Yeah, absolutely. And we are keeping the cost, we're keeping the price at the $25 this year. We really hope that people will take advantage of that and come out and play the game. It's a ton of fun. We have some really, and 90%, again, our Clue Crew made of volunteers and myself and Jill DeRusso, who's our communications coordinator, we've been working since January building clues, and 90% is new. 90% of the clues are new this year.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really, it just gets so much fun. And all the businesses that we reach out to, I can't give a whole lot of shout out thank yous to people because I can't, that would give clues.
Right. That would be the place. Yeah. That's going to be the places.
But they know who they are. Mm-hmm. We've been on and off the phone with a lot, and we really appreciate all their help in okaying that we can have teams either visiting them or being outside of their shops or, you know, participating in all kinds of fun.
Because that was really the thrust of the very first scavenger hunt. This is what third year, Tara?
Four.
Four. Yeah, okay, fourth great. Year. Fourth year. That is, again, time flies. But it is grown every single year.
It has. We've always had 60 clues, mm-hmm. but we've certainly, you know, reached out further and further and further. The first year we were really kind of in downtown, and over the last couple of years we've stretched out to Lakeport. We're now out in the Weirs.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot to come up with. We work very closely with Laconia Historical Museum Society on building these clues, the historical pieces. We're very careful to run them by the experts over there in regards to, are we saying this correctly? Is this information correct? And we, you know, we really check that. We want to make sure that the information we're giving everybody is correct and true. Mm-hmm. So,
oh, that's awesome. Do we have a little tea? Do we have any information up on the website yet?
I would say first to go to our Facebook page.
Okay, do that. Okay, great. Do that first.
Definitely Facebook.
Great.
I'll be completely honest with everybody. We are a little slower to the take here. We are running on a smaller staff, and so our website is not up to par quite this minute, but it will be by the end of the week.
I know.
And then they can start looking on the website. Yeah.
That's awesome. Just to get yourself all charged up and ready to go. But trust me, look at how all of our plans for the rest of the summer are laying out. People aren't going on the vacations that they normally go on. They're hanging closer to home. But you do want to have stuff to do, stuff that creates great memories with your family. And something like this, especially when you're all in the Laconia area and, okay, here we go, we're reading the next clue and going, everybody kicks in on, I think it's this. And I, you know, it's fun.
It is. It's a lot of fun. It's fun to watch. I mean, one of the best parts probably of it is if you're a judge and you're watching the photos come in from the teams that are out and about.
Nice.
That's fun to watch them. You know, sometimes we make them sing, sometimes we make them dance. So it's fun to see what they all come up with, all in the effort of gaining some points and being the big winners. So we, you know, I can put a shout out there to Faye's Boatyard for the half day pontoon rental that they donated to this cause.
That's so awesome.
Swan Lake Science Center, so many restaurants, of mm-hmm. course, Wayfair and Annie's and Patrick's. And there's so many, I can't even spit them all out.
Oh, I know, but I get it. But these are the businesses that we love here in the Lakes region because they're always helping with stuff like this.
Oh, there's never,
you know.
You know, we never get a no. It's so
I know, that's true.
No.
That's so true.
they're just amazing. I would also like to throw out there that Mashashik Turpin is our sponsor for this, one of our sponsors for this event. They're amazing. And that sponsor kind of gives you a small clue. So what I can tell people this year is that you need to be a very observant Laconian of your city. So if you look around your city a lot and you're observant of what we have here, you're probably going to do fairly well.
Okay, so look at this. You're already giving us help, Tara.
Well, that's the only one I can give.
Okay, that's
I was allowed to give that.
Oh, that's so funny. The committee discussed it. All right, listen, don't you go blowing any clues now. We've worked really hard since January on this.
Yeah, no, they really helped. They helped me to it. I'd also like to just say that if there's families out there that are, you know, there's a lot to do now because it's outside and you can go for runs and walks.
Absolutely. It's getting better and better. Yep.
But we do, you know, you're welcome to join us on our, we have a special Facebook page. We were not able to hold our Kids in the Park program out here in Rotary Park every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday like we've done the last year.
I know.
We do have events and some programming going on online with our Kids in the Park Facebook page, so people can take a peek at that. And we do have some, I'll talk to you later as we get closer, but we have some, it's unfortunate that Multicultural Festival is not happening.
I took a few days off last week, and that was one of the things that happened while I was off, and it's like, oh, man. And then Pumpkin Festival just got canceled, you know? But at the same time, for events like these, I do understand because you have much less control in a big thing like that.
Yeah, so much less control. But I'll share with you that we just won't give up over here apparently. So we will be bringing some programming focused on the heritage and culture of our city. We're going to keep that multicultural feel in the month of September.
Mm-hmm.
And
good.
can look for some programming there. And
so that was the line about, but watch out for smaller things that are going on.
Yes.
Because I did see that when I read the article. However, there will be this, that, and the other thing happening that will be better for small groups and still some fun out there.
Yep, absolutely. And although Pumpkin Fest, one of our favorites, is not coming to us this year, the Riverside Duck Derby will still take place.
We are
modifying what that will look like for you know, guidelines and so forth. But please keep in touch with us with that. Those will all be showing up on our Facebook page and website as we move forward. But we have the luxury, I guess, or the fortunate. We are fortunate to be able to modify what we have here and still be able to provide something for our community. So we're very, very lucky and fortunate for our partners, our collaborators, and people like you to help us get the word out that there's still some things to do in a safe way.
Yep. And again, you have to put a little work into going to find these things. And don't hesitate. I know when we have a normal summer and there's 15 million things going on a particular weekend, you're like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Don't pass up the opportunities when they do come right now, especially right now.
Right. Absolutely. We would love to see people come out and join us for anything that we're doing. And we're trying to keep a pulse on other things going on. So we do try to post if we see that somebody else is doing any kind of activity, we'll certainly try to share it as best as we can. So,
Well, then we'll just have to stay in touch, Tara. That's all.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
It's fun. And, you know, we'd love to have a team from the station, just FYI.
Oh, okay. That's what, August 8th?
August 8th.
All right. That's good. And I can check it on the Belknap Mill Facebook page.
Absolutely.
All right. And then the website will catch up slowly but surely after that.
But we will get there.
But don't worry. Please, you guys have been working on this since January. I love the thrust that goes into this, the thought that goes into this, and just because you guys get clever about it too, which is fun.
We do get a little clever about it. So if people are going to join us for Martin and Kelly, the last couple of Arts in the Park concerts we've had, I have been throwing out a few of our old clues from the last 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Giving out a little prize to anyone who can answer them. So kind of giving people a taste of what they might see on the hunt.
So if
you join us, you might win something on the 31st with Martin and Kelly, or at least you'll get an idea of what you might see on the hunt.
All right. Oh, I'm so excited. All right. Well, Tara Shore from the Belknap Mill in downtown Laconia, still things going on, and we're happy to talk about them. I'm not part of any kind of cancel culture. I'm all for things happening safely, but I think that we're all getting used to how things are done safely. So if we just all work together, then we can all be together.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I love that. All right. Well, Tara, thank you so much for taking time. And again, we'll talk to you before the scavenger hunt. We'll talk to you after the scavenger hunt so you can say thank you to all the businesses, okay?
All right.
Well,
thank you so much,
I love giving businesses the boost. I don't want to ruin the scavenger hunt, but I definitely would love to say thank you to everybody that was involved.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. I'd appreciate that.
We'll talk to each other a week apart as August gets closer.
Okay, cool.
I love it. All right, Tara Shore, Belknap Mill. Belknap Mill on Facebook. Figure it out. It's easy to do. More of Good Morning New Hampshire coming right up on 107.7 The Pulse.